Well, joining us in the place of Senator Bob Hedlund at this moment is a good friend and a great comedian that you can see here in and around the South Shore and sometimes up in the Boston area, Mr. Paul Keenan. Paul, are you there?
Hello, Mr. Chachi.
How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good, thank you. Taking cover right now. Looks like there's going to be a freaking tornado outside.
You know, I got to tell you, thunder and lightning is my number one fear.
I'm with you, brother. Let's huddle up in a basement together somewhere.
I lived in the Midwest long enough to know that when it gets cloudy out there, it could, the next thing, your house could be gone. So,
yeah, I don't know if you can hear that bell too. I don't have my seatbelt on right now, so this could get ugly.
Let's talk about, you got an event coming up on Saturday, and you're helping to raise some money. And I believe the show's called PMC Comedy Night down in Raynham. Tell us about it.
Well, Kev, my good friend Claire Conroy has been running in the PMC. I believe this is her third year. So when you ride in the PMC as part of the deal, you have to raise a certain amount of money to take part in the race. And, of course, it all goes to a good cause. So Claire is actually riding on behalf of a very good friend of hers that they lost in college, I believe, to cancer. So it's pretty near and dear to her heart, and she's a good friend, so I wanted to help her out. So I have organized the show for her.
And you're also one of those guys. I know that I follow your Facebook post. I think the past couple of years that she's done it, you and a bunch of friends usually go out and hang out on the course and support her too, correct?
Yeah, we go down and wait for her to ride by and laugh at her. And okay. Apparently no one else is laughing, so I guess that wasn't very funny.
I don't know if after 192 miles anybody would want to be laughed at, but...
She's a good sport.
Okay. Now, who else? I know that you're the headliner. Who else do you have who's going to be taking the stage and bringing the funny for money?
Well, I also have on the show Don Zolo, who I believe also is taking part in the PMC. There's a comedian team. There's about, 4 or 5 of them that are doing it also. So he'll be there. And my good friend Kelly Tabbitt, she's very funny. Out of the Quincy area, who will be opening up the show for me too, and of course I can't forget my friend Kurt Boyle, who will be helping out playing guitar. And the past couple of years we've done this, I've written I didn't write the song, but I take a song and I change the lyrics to suit Claire and her PMC endeavor. So my friend Craig Coyle will be helping me out with that as well.
All right. Now, I'm pretty sure that there's going to be a Bruins game that'll be on as well.
There is. We have taken precautions, my friend. Believe me, because I do not want to. We usually start the show at.
Paul, are you there? I think we lost Paul. If we can try to get him back and see what happens as he dropped out. We're speaking again with Paul Keenan, who is a comedian who is this Saturday is going to be taking part in a fundraiser. Paul, are you back?
Yeah.
Oh, we lost you for a second there.
Yeah, my car got lifted by a tornado. Sorry.
All right. Glad to see that you were able to live through it and tell.
Yeah, I landed now, so let's get on with it.
All right, so we lost you as you were kind of talking about, you taking the precaution in regards to the Bruins game.
Yeah, so what we've done is the show usually starts at 8 o'clock. So what we're going to do is we're going to open the hall, Occasions, in Raynham. It's right off Route 44, close to the intersection of Route 24. What we're going to do is we're going to open the doors at 6, start the show at 7. The show should finish roughly at like 8:30. And then we have a large projection screen TV so everyone can hang around and drink cheap beers and watch the Bruins after they have some laughs and raise money for a really good cause.
All right. Now, there's also going to be a 50-50 raffle and, I believe, a scratch ticket raffle with about $100 worth of tickets, correct?
I believe so. I don't really pay attention to those things because I'm in a program.
I know. I thought I would ask, but that is what's going to happen. Once again, just so folks know, where is this event taking place?
So it'll be at Occasions Hall in Raynham, like I said, right off of Route 4. Doors open at 6, show at 7, and then we'll watch the Bruins hopefully take home the cup in game 5 after the show.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling about the Bruins? I mean, I was kind of a little nervous after game 1, but I don't know, they bounced right back game 2.
Kev, I don't know. These teams just look so evenly matched. I mean, triple overtime. You know, they go to an overtime in game 2, 1-1 score. I don't know. It's tough. And I don't like the start that the Bruins are having in these games. It's like they don't show up until the middle of the second period. Yeah. And then they seem to, like, flip that switch, that infamous switch that they like to use.
You mean like the one that they had in Game 7 against Toronto?
Yeah. Like, in short spurts, like in that last overtime, they dominated the overtime. They flipped the switch before they came out. But I guess it's good that they're flipping it at the end and not at the beginning, so... I'm optimistic, but they're a great team, Chicago, and we're in for a big fight, and they're going to have to keep riding Tuukka Rask.
Well, that and more coming up this Saturday, and I guess people are being encouraged to wear their black and gold and stick around after the comedy and show their Bruins pride. So it sounds like it's going to be a great time.
It should be a great time. I'm looking forward to it, I'll tell you that much.
All right. Well, Paul, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll look forward. I'm sure you and I will be having a conversation somewhere down the road.
All right, Kev, my friend.
Have a good one.
All right, I'll see you later.
It's Paul Keenan joining us. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to speak with Plymouth County Sheriff Joe McDonald and District Attorney Tim Cruz. Stay tuned.
Is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.